Holy Scripture says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." One of the things that the Lord Jesus was criticized for in his earthly ministry was that he ate and drank with sinners. He still does. Even though he is separate and higher than the heavens, he directs us to himself by faith at this table. Every time we come to this table, we hear his words. Our priest, having once been at table with his disciples, who began this sacrament, literally, physically himself on earth, the reason we have this table here is because Jesus was once at a table and commanded that this would continue until he comes. Now, if it was necessary to physically eat his flesh and blood, not only would that have been as awful as those who misunderstood him in John chapter 6 thought it was, but it would have been unavailable to us. But the Lord tells us to eat and drink in remembrance of him, that he uses our minds and he uses our faith as the means by which we feed upon him at this table. And he gives his life to us at this table. That's why it is necessary for you to be a part of his church. That's why it is necessary for you to be a believer in him. That's why it is necessary not just for those things to be true generally, but for you every single time as you come and partake to exercise your faith at the table, to eat by faith and to drink by faith as you discern the Lord's body. Because if we eat and drink not discerning the Lord's body, we eat and drink from a table that belongs to a covenant that isn't ours. But if we eat and drink rightly discerning the Lord's body, then we have a right to eat from a table of which others have no right to eat. That's one of the places where the book of Hebrews is going as it gets towards the end of the book. And it holds out the priesthood of our Lord Jesus to us. And it says, don't worry about whether or not you still get to participate in their sacrifices and their covenant meals. You have one that is infinitely better. Delight in Christ and how he gives himself to you at his table when he brings you to it. And so, those of you who are believers in Christ and members of his church, not necessarily members of this church, but a gospel preaching, baptism and sacraments, rightly administering, discipline, exercising church. Come by faith, as his death is shown forth in the eating of the bread and the drinking of the cup. and look for Christ by faith and receive Him at this table. Let's pray.